This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
I can know the covenant that I have with God. I can know the direction I need to go on my journey. I can know how to listen to the voice of God when He tells me where to go.
Tune in Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgarner on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many of you would agree with me? This is going to be an incredible week. It's an incredible month. There are some things happening in the natural world this week that are pretty incredible too, besides the spiritual week. Star Wars comes out Thursday night. Yeah. I just had to throw that in there just in case you did not know. I'm going to do a series on it soon. I'm going to spend about... No, I'm just kidding. Today we're going to be talking about What's Under Your Tree, Part 3. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be here in the house of God today. We thank you, Lord, for the impartation of your wisdom and your spirit today. Lord, I ask you, God, to give us revelation. Open our eyes, God, to things we've never seen before. Encourage us in our hearts, God. Lord, I pray, God, that the words I speak today will be the words of your spirit. Father, I thank you for the anointing that's in the room today, for restoration, for healing, for regeneration, and for hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Unwrapping hope. There's a story in Luke that we're going to zero in on today. It's a story about a couple named Zacharias and Elizabeth. Everybody say Zachariah and Elizabeth. I mean, Zacharias was a priest and Elizabeth was his wife. And Elizabeth was the cousin of Mary, who was the mother of Jesus. Everybody know the story? I think most people can relate to the story of the birth of Jesus because most people show up for church at Christmas time, so they've probably heard the story a lot. But we're going to focus in on Zacharias and Elizabeth today. How many of you know that Mary was visited by an angel who told her that she was going to give birth to the Messiah, and Elizabeth was also visited by an angel who told her that she was going to get pregnant? How many think that's a cool way to get a message? It beats the heck out of that little stick that turns pink and blue, don't it? I mean, that's kind of exciting and embarrassing. But I mean, if an angel just shows up and says, guess what? I mean, that's pretty positive. So I say, how do you know you're pregnant? I got a positive sign. What color was it? It was an angel. Come on, amen. It was really special for Elizabeth because the Bible says that Elizabeth was an older woman, that she was beyond the years of childbearing. Come on, somebody. How many know that you can get a certain age where you can't have children anymore? Come on, huh? I got half the woman saying amen. I wish that time would hurry up and come. But there is a time when you can get beyond childbearing years. And she was visited by an angel. And she gets pregnant and she gives birth to a child. And his name is John the Baptist. Everybody say John the Baptist. Our text this morning is in Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 78. And we're going to read verse 78 and 79. And it's a prophecy that Zacharias speaks over his son John. And he's talking about the coming of the Messiah in the prophecy. He's talking about Jesus and the role that John is going to play in Jesus' life. And it says in verse 78, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day sprang from on high, has visited us to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. So he is saying this is the way that Jesus is going to come. He's coming like a day star. Amen. Come on, high five three people this morning. Say, we're going to unwrap hope. Go ahead, tell somebody else. Say, I hope you got some hope. You might need some hope. Come on, amen. Now, how many of you know in the ancient world, when this book was written, throughout Israel's history, the picture of hopelessness throughout the ancient world was a barren womb? If there was anything that painted a portrait of what it meant to be hopeless, it was a woman that could not conceive, and a husband and wife that could not have children. Matter of fact, it was considered to be a curse. It was used as a picture for other things. They would talk about the land being barren when it would not produce. They would talk about the marketplace being barren when there was no economy that would produce. Come on, somebody, amen? And the reason why is because when a young girl was born in the nation of Israel, every girl would pray and hope that they would be the one that would get pregnant with the promise, the Messiah. It was the ambition and the hope and the dream of every young girl in Israel's history to become the mother of the coming Messiah, because it had been prophesied. So they had all hoped and wished for becoming the mother of the Messiah. In this culture, not having children is a physical reality for some people, but oftentimes it's viewed as a problem. In their culture, it was viewed as a curse. It's not like in our culture today. Barrenness throughout Scripture in the Old Testament had always referred to barrenness or not being able to conceive a child as some type of a curse that was either on you or on your house or on your family or on your lineage. It was the opposite of the command that God gave in the book of Genesis when he told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and to multiply. And the opposite of fruitfulness and multiplication is barrenness. So it was something that everybody felt like would become a curse. The Old Testament, when judgment came on certain people, it would come in the form of barrenness. You won't reproduce, or you won't get, or you won't leave a lineage, or you won't leave an inheritance. It was always viewed as a curse. Also, not having children left people with the feeling that they would not have no legacy, nobody to carry on their name, nobody to carry on what they had done or what they had accomplished, no way to leave themselves better. It's a horrible thing to not leave some type of legacy, either through your children or somebody else or through something else. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. We all want to leave a legacy. We all want to leave a mark. We all want to touch somebody's life that carries into the next generation. It's something that God equipped on the inside of us from the very beginning. And so throughout Scripture, God paints this picture that everything He creates is meant to be fruitful. And everything that He creates is meant to multiply. Everything He creates is meant to increase from one generation to the next generation, from one level to the next level. It's every parent's dream that we leave our kids better off than we were. Amen. Come on, somebody help me. Come on, amen. Amen. So having children was the portrait that God painted for the purposes of the kingdom that pertains to everything in our life. It's the seed of the gospel that we preach. That when we give the message of the good news, we hope that we will leave the world better than when we found it.
Hello, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I want to thank you for participating in the Revealing Truth radio broadcast and supporting this vital ministry to the community. Many of you have been instrumental in bringing the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to South Florida. Your generous tax-deductible donations help us reach a potential audience of 30,000 people every day. We are excited to announce to you today that giving to this ministry has become even easier. Will you please take a moment and text the word RADIO to 772-800-2464. Again, text the word RADIO to 772-800-2464. Then just follow the easy one-time setup and you can become a monthly supporter of The Revealing Truth. I want to thank you for your support today and being a covenant partner with The Revealing Truth radio broadcast. For more information on becoming a covenant partner, you can email me directly at pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. The address again is pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. It would be a great honor to have you partner with us as we seek to bring revival to South Florida. God bless you today, and thank you again for your generosity and all of your support. Again, text RADIO to 772-800-2464 and be a covenant partner today. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Even having a baby today is something we celebrate in our culture. Come on, we have revealing parties. We celebrate having a baby today in our culture. We get married and we get ready to start a family and our wife is pregnant with the first child. We go around and we say this: we are expecting. We have an expectancy. We have an expectation. Come on, touch the person next to you and say, I'm expecting. I'm expecting. Isn't it amazing how when you have an expectancy, it creates a different attitude in people? Come on, huh? You could have had the worst week in your marriage of your life, and y'all been fighting like cats and dogs and went nothing working out. And then all of a sudden, boo-boo comes home and says, guess what? I'm pregnant, and everything changes. And next thing you know, you're all lovey-dovey and hugging. You're painting out, picking out colors for the baby room and trying to figure out, work it all out. And you're telling everybody, we're expecting. And it begins to shift the environment when you have an expectation. Come on, huh? Expectancy is another word for hope. Hope creates great joy. Expectancy or hope, it renews purpose and it renews our focus on what's important in life. It causes us to dream about our future and make plans for what we want to do. When we begin to expect things, we have a reason to get up in the morning. We have a reason to put a smile on our face. That's why purpose is so important for our life, because if you don't know what your purpose is, it's easy to become depressed. One of the most fulfilling things in this life is to live a life of purpose. Amen? Come on, huh? How many of you know there's a lot of people today that have no joy in their life because they don't expect nothing? They ain't got no hope. They look at everything through the downside of life. They have no real sense of focus on anything because they don't have any expectancy. They've been let down so much they don't expect anything. Huh? If there's no expectancy, there's no hope. There's nothing to plan for. There's nothing to look forward to because you just get up every day and you go through the routines of life and you think this is all there'll ever be and this is all there is and what am I meant for and what am I supposed to do and every day looks like yesterday. Come on, somebody. And it just seems like time is passing us by and we're not doing anything in life. I have no hope. I have no expectancy of anything to be any different. Sometimes I think people just shut down hope in their life and they shut down expectancy in their life because they've been so disappointed in the past. Sometimes people had a hope. Sometimes people had an expectancy of great things. But they got let down. And things didn't go the way they wanted, so now they're afraid to hope again. Or they failed. Or didn't work out the way they wanted it to. Maybe their dream didn't come to pass the way they thought their dream was going to be. Maybe they pictured their life up and painted on the canvas of their mind something beautiful, something to look forward to, and God shifted the painting and it became a different piece of artwork. Something you weren't ready for. Maybe some people have misplaced expectations. There's really a difference between expectations and hope. Come on, somebody, amen? They're not always the same thing. You have to have expectation to have hope, but you can also have expectations without hope because they can be put on the wrong thing. Expectations are predetermined desires. Say that with me. Expectations are predetermined desires. Most of the time when you have an expectation on something, you've already painted it up in your mind what you think it ought to look like. You've already framed it up. You've already planned it out. You've already seen how it's going to unfold or how it's going to be. Amen. How many know when people get married, sometimes they get into the marriage having expectations? How many know when they get divorced, it's usually because the other person didn't meet their expectations? Come on, all you ladies. He's not Prince Charming. Sometimes he don't shower for 3 days and he farts in the house. Come on, somebody. Now, y'all looking at me like, oh, this pastor's talking all kinds of crap. I'm telling you the truth. People go into all kinds of relationships with totally unrealistic expectations on what life is going to be like because they're in love and they got the law of attraction comes on and they're feeling romantic and they want everything to work out so they can feel safe and feel secure and feel loved and appreciated. So they excuse things in the dating phase and then they get married and their expectations don't get met, so they get divorced. Come on, huh? We all have expectations. Touch somebody and say, you got expectations. Some expectations are godly and some expectations are not so godly. Some are realistic and some are totally unrealistic. Come on, huh? Some are misplaced and some are on target. We design some of them. Sometimes we let other people put them on us. Come on, huh? How many of you remember when you were 16 years old and you thought on the night that you got grounded on Friday night and was not allowed to go out with your friends, you had this run through your mind. I will be so glad when I am 18 years old. Ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do. I'm gonna live by myself, do what I want, come and go as I please, and that's the way it's gonna be. How many of you found out when you got 18, life slapped you upside the head and you were better off at home? That's some good preaching right there. Come on, amen. Life don't have no problem putting you in your place. Most people won't put you in your place because they're intimidated. But life will. So your expectations on life will always be reset by the reality that you encounter. Praise the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I got to tell you, when I got out of my own and lived on my own, I miss living at home. Free electricity, free food, free transportation, free rent, free cable, free internet. Somebody always fussing over me. How you doing today? Good. Oh, I'm so glad. How you doing today? Bad. Oh, let me pray for you. The harsh reality of turning 18 was rough. Do I got anybody who knows what I'm talking about today? Sometimes for parents. Come on, mom and dad. We put expectations on our kids that are unrealistic. We got all these big dreams. They're going to go to college. They're going to be in a PhD and a doctorate and a master's. And they're going to do this. They're going to do that. You know, Junior ain't even going to graduate from high school if you don't help him. Just get him a high school diploma. My God, lower your expectation a little bit. He ain't that smart. Hallelujah. Now, I ain't saying that about everybody, but let's just be honest here. Not everybody goes to college. Ding, ding, ding. Let me give you a late bulletin. About 8% of people that graduate from high school go to college. Come on, somebody. More people drop out than finish high school, than graduate high school or go to college. Pray, I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Amen. So what happens is while we have expectations, when they don't manifest the way that we want them to, oftentimes we lose our expectancy or we lose our hope when things don't turn out the way we want them to. When we pictured it a certain way and it don't happen, then we lose hope. Somebody say, I've lost some hope sometimes. Amen? Everybody in this room today, there's nobody exempt from this statement. Everybody in this room sitting here today probably at some point in their life envisioned their life being different than what it is now. Come on, huh? Some of us had different dreams about businesses, or we had a different idea for our education. And come on, how many know what regret is? I wish I hadn't have done what I done when I did what I did, because what I did got me to where I'm at, and I'm not happy where I'm at. But we dream sometimes with these great expectations, and then reality slaps us upside the head. Come on, praise the Lord, amen. Some people don't have the job they want today. Some people ain't living in the house they wanted, that they dreamed about. Some people ain't driving the car they dreamed about. Some people ain't in the relationships they thought they would have. Some people thought the relationships with their children would be better than what they got. Come on, praise the Lord, amen. What happens to us when life gives us something different than what we expected? Disappointment, discouragement, frustration, anger. All the fruits that are not of the Spirit. Come on, huh? That's why it's so important to not lose your hope, because when you lose your hope, the fruit of the Spirit has no opportunity to manifest in your life. You dry up the well of water that brings life to the root to produce the fruit.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered, while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the